All right, I'd say our next segment brings us back down to Earth, but it doesn't really. Two cosmonauts at the International Space Station stepped out for a walk yesterday. They had a couple things to do hundreds of miles above us. One was release a satellite, a miniature one. It's a tiny 4-inch box from Peru that'll orbit the Earth, take pictures, and measure temperature and pressure. The other part of their mission was to replace some old equipment, including science experiments, on the Russian part of the International Space Station. Spacewalks may look slow and simple, but they're a dangerous part of any space mission, and that's today. Imagine what one was like 45 years ago on the moon.
We were glued to the television set, working on something that is going to just be around forever. It's absolutely incredible.
Go for undocking.
Aldrin and Armstrong had to release themselves from the command module. They had to disengage and come flying back down into the moon, and they were basically on their back.
Roger, Eagle, time dot.
When they ejected themselves from that command module, and they were on their way towards the moon, and they were on their back.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle,
Roger.
If they didn't have that restraint harness, there could have been some big trouble. He didn't have a lot of maneuverability. As you're looking, you lose the perspective. How big is that boulder?
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
The anticipation of him touching that moon was absolutely incredible. We were all guessing, what is the ground going to be like? Is he going to sink up to his knees?
The surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
I felt a lot of pride that we got there. The idea of helping humanity was the best thing that came out of the program.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.